Erica's Birthday Part 2, B&D, Breakfast and Discipline. After Erica offered a submissive and perfectly executed curtsy, his female master, Sandra, dismissed him so he might begin his feminine and wifely household duties. Erica descended the stairs toward the kitchen. His 5-inch heels clicked the familiar, restricted, and dainty cadence that Sandra loved hearing each morning, as a reminder of how low her ex-husband had sunk and been forced to accept his feminization. In the background, he heard Master Sandra making a phone call. It was probably to one of her girlfriends who would attend Erica's birthday party tonight, a function he wished might never occur. Erica was sure it would be yet one more step's distance on the away from the masculinity he once thought would always be his. From the way Sandra was laughing with whomever she was speaking, Erica was sure the event would be humiliating. Erica's eyes were moist with tears from Sandra scolding him for forgetting to curtsy. As he felt a small streak of his mascara run down his cheek, he felt flushed with fear. He had better remember to freshen his makeup before bringing Sandra her breakfast or risk greater punishment. Scurrying swiftly about the kitchen, Eric constantly felt the shameful swishing of his lacy peignoir tickle the calves of his now femininely slim nylon-encased legs. The delicious aroma of the coffee, orange juice, sausage, bacon, eggs, and golden toast he prepared for Master Sandra filled the air. The bacon and sausage especially teased his nostrils. Sandra ate so well, but she lived such an athletic and active lifestyle she was not an ounce heavier than the day they were married. Erica, too, was about the same size Sandra had been the day they were married. However, he had been made to lose some 65 pounds to reach that goal Sandra had set for him, and nearly all of what he had lost had been his proud masculine muscle tissue. Erica looked with disgust at his meager allotted breakfast. 4 ounces of skim milk, a cup of new feminine health chamomile herbal tea, a small half piece of wheat toast, a carrot, a celery stalk, his Lady of Day vitamins, 3 black cohosh tablets, and his 2 high-dosage estrogen capsules. Sandra loved Eric's slight girlish figure and kept him on a strict organic and meatless diet. As he carefully bit the carrot so as not to disturb his perfectly applied bright scarlet lipstick, Erica's mind began to wander of thoughts of times past. Erica tried to piece together how it all had come about. Here it was nearing the end of the first quarter of the 21st century. Erica tried to recall how he and all males were once strong and manly. He sighed wistfully, reliving the days when he actually held the balance of power in both a career and his marriage. This was before all the swift social changes between the sexes developed as they had over the last few years. More and more capable females had entered and gained control in the workplace. The first female president had been elected. Females now sat in well over 70 of the seats in Congress, and an increasing number of laws now clearly gave the upper hand in society to females. On a personal level, it started with his own secretary being promoted to his position and his demotion to status as her assistant. Eventually, of course, she had to fire him and replace him with a more capable replacement, a woman, of course. Sandra sought employment outside the home and rose swiftly to where she soon earned more than 3 times the salary Erica ever had. Her confidence, aggression, and power increased as his diminished, and she loved the change. She delighted in the fact that he, like so many males, could find no work. After Eric had been unemployed for about 8 months, she demanded that he become the full-time domestic in the relationship. After all, she reminded him, since how useless males were becoming in the outside world, perhaps he could offer service at least during the domestic chores of cooking, cleaning, dusting, shopping, and the like. She enrolled Eric in classes in home economics, needlepoint arts, home decorating, and even self-improvement courses on how to keep a well-run house and how it makes life more comfortable for the breadwinning female and adds her career success. Sandra said it was might find some pride in doing his daily tasks at home well. But in reality, she'd snicker at the office with her female friends, how it gave her an infinite sense of empowerment and victory, seeing Erica scurry about like a 1950s housewife, performing all of those tasks he once required of her because he was male and she was female. Once Erica was totally dependent on Sandra, she took more and more joy in having the upper hand and reversing their original roles. Sandra developed a keen interest in feminism, which quickly developed into female supremacy. Sandra joined other female co-workers and women friends and shared how they all loved the new evolving power exchange and lifestyle reversals between the sexes. She worked out of the gym with other career women 3 to 4 times a week. At the same time, Eric, homebound and relegated only to housewifely chores for a whole year and a half, never noticed how much his muscles had atrophied. One day, when Sandra was assured she had passed Eric even in physical strength, she shocked him with a new ultimatum. Sandra informed Eric that since he needed her to support him, he should be fully feminized. Oh, how degrading it was for Eric when he refused, and Sandra just threw him over her knees and thrashed him with her hairbrush. Since that moment, life had become a liturgy of ladylike training for Eric. Hormone treatments, the hypnofeminization training, carefully planned as well as random punishment, constant humiliation, both public and private. It was at his third birthday of retraining he was told he could never use the name Eric again. These last 2 years saw geometric acceleration of Erica's proper sexual reorientation for the new age of female rule. As he prepared breakfast, nostalgically, Erica's mind drifted fondly to things forbidden. Pants and shirt, sports, Playboy magazines, fast cars, and enjoyment of penetrative sex. He used to initiate on Sandra, thinking it was right as a male. He pictured himself and how it felt with himself atop Sandra, pumping into her with all his manly power, till that moment when an orgasmic release. Erica! Damn it, bitch, where is my breakfast, girl? Oh, no. Erica trembled as she tumbled out of her daydream of long-forbidden masculine endeavors. Her breath quickened. She was nearly hyperventilating. Erica's breast heaved rhythmically beneath the soft lace of her camisole that both caressed and mocked them. She fought back the unmanly tears, whispering to herself, "Please, mascara, please don't run, not now." Erica's terror of being disobedient made a select few of his hypnofeminization suggestions fill his mind as he'd been programmed. He could not stop himself from hearing himself think, males are useless unless they become good girls and perfect ladies. A male must be a perfect lady. I must be a perfect lady. A perfect lady begins by being a good girl. A good girl's makeup must be perfect. My makeup must be perfect for my female masters. Sandra is my female master. Master Sandra should never see me when my makeup is less than perfect. I will be a perfect lady. I will be a good little girl. Erica fought the hypno commands so as not to be even more tardy, serving Sandra her breakfast. Still, she felt compelled to open the spare toiletry clutch she kept in the kitchen so she could straighten her mascara, eyeliner, and lipstick. She stared in the reflection of her mirror of her compact. She desperately tried to envision in herself how she once looked as a man. Try as she might, she could not remember. Erica placed Sandra's breakfast on the large sterling silver tray. She quaked in terror, remembering to place Sandra's morning newspaper and the riding crop on the side of the tray, the black riding crop that Master Sandra would use on her for forgetting to curtsy earlier. End of part 1.